Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, August 9th, 2024, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Federal Reserve leaves rates unchanged, eyes future cuts. In the most recent Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting, the committee decided to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 5.25% to 5.50% and continue reducing their securities holdings. However, the release of the July 2024 jobs report upended market sentiment, with U.S. employers adding just 114,000 jobs in July, 35% fewer than expected, and unemployment rising to 4.3%. This has sparked conversations about the SOM rule, which suggests a recession may be on the horizon. The Bank of Japan's rate increase also contributed to market volatility, impacting U.S. equity markets. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell hinted at a possible rate cut in the September meeting, and there is growing speculation that a cut may occur based on the CME Group's FedWatch. For investors navigating market uncertainty, index options like CBOE Volatility Index Options can provide opportunities to trade or hedge against market volatility.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.